How did we reach it? First of all, you've got to give some credit or some blame to our system of ballot box budgeting, which is the voters putting requirements on spending, on limits to spending, on taxation through the initiative process. Several restrictions on voting for taxes. It requires a two-thirds vote of both houses of the legislature now to increase taxes. We have had the two-thirds vote that is required to pass any budget since the 1930s. California is one of only three states, the other two being Rhode Island and Arkansas. Those are the only other two states that have a two-thirds legislative vote budget requirement. It's almost impossible to gain a two-thirds vote unless two-thirds of the membership of both houses are of the same party. That doesn't happen. That never happens by and large, hardly ever happens in California. Now the Democrats control both houses of the state legislature, but they need three Republican votes in each house of the legislature to pass a budget. Right now, the California budget hangs by one vote, one Republican. And as far as I know, up until this minute, the Democrats have not been able to get that one Republican vote.
So is it fair to say that part of the reason that California's budget is as bad as it is that Californians played a part in it?
Oh, of course it is. Voters are entirely as guilty as the legislature, as the governors, as Governor Davis, as Governor Schwarzenegger. That's always the case. I mean, do you think that legislators would be so recalcitrant to move, to breathe, so afraid of losing their jobs if voters were not a part of the reason they're afraid? You don't hear voters yet, standing up and saying, excuse me, you don't think of ideology. We're going to give you a pass if you vote for a budget that makes sense for the state. I don't hear that. Do you? Voters have voted for or against the initiatives that have hamstrung the budget process. Voters voted for term limits, which means that legislators, draconian term limits, that's the problem, which means that legislators don't have the time to understand, to learn what is necessary. There is no long-range planning going on within the legislative process. They can delay the pain. They can say, let's borrow. Let's let out bonds. Let's issue bonds. Fine. They get the political gain of balancing the budget or not having to cut the expenditure in such a draconian manner. But the economic pain comes when they're gone. I guess if we had to do this in shorthand, it took a long time for California to get to where we are now. It has happened before, but it hasn't happened in an economy that is so dire as not only the state's economy, but the national economy.